Yeah. Oh, is it Saturday morning? Is it Arkansas Derby Day? Are we 3 weeks from the Kentucky Derby? Yeah, that's all true. It's all happening. It's Masters weekend too, if you're a golf fan. I am. So, and baseball season's rolling. So, wow. Yeah. We're almost getting back to normal life here. This is amazing. And people can go to the racetrack. It's all good. Oh, man. All right. Where do we start? Okay. Well, I am Jason Levine. This is Inside Racing. Happy to be back with you. Great job by our man Jay Friedlander last week, and now I'm thinking he should probably host more often because he picked winners everywhere. So he's doing the show, and he's just dropping all kinds of winners at Keeneland and at Santa Anita and giving out pick fours, pick fives, pretty much the pick six on the big day. So great job by Jay, and much appreciated. And he will be joining us at his usual slot here towards the end of the show today. And looking forward to that, and looking forward to what he has to say. And our man Steve Pollock will be joining me soon. And in the middle, Roger Neubauer from Thorograph. So it's the same crew you're used to. Year 18 here of Inside Racing. Man, that hit me the other day. All right, let's see, where are we at? Well, it is Arkansas Derby Day. That is the big news today. And it is, I guess a rematch. When one horse blows out another horse, I don't know if it's a rivalry of any kind, but it was supposed to be between Caddo River for Brad Cox, and Concert Tour for Bob Baffert. But Concert Tour seized the lead last time. I think Joel Rosario surprised Florin Giroux aboard Caddo River and was very aggressive and got to the first turn first. And Caddo River didn't like that and was a little rank. And anyway, Concert Tour kept that lead and widened it. And River was frustrated and faded. So they meet again today. That was March 13th, and they're back 4 weeks later. And they say Caddo River is going to go to the lead. He has an inside post. He's in the two hole, and Concert Tour is in the five. It's only a 6-horse field, which is really sad and too bad, but that's how it goes. So it's a rematch of sorts, and Caddo River needs to run well to get himself to the Kentucky Derby or get his connections there. It's not up to him. And we'll see today how he can handle getting to the lead, having probably to work to do it, and then having Concert Tour sitting on his shoulder most of the way around. I don't see it. I would be pretty darn surprised if Caddo River turns the tables today. Bob Baffert almost never loses these races, especially at Oaklawn Park. And I think Concert Tour is a very, very nice horse. So that is the big race today with the most on the line. I will say that the numbers on the last race by Concert Tour, that easy win in the Rebel, were surprisingly soft, let's say. And our man Steve Pollock will talk about that a little bit. In comparison to the older horses who ran that day and ran the same distance, Concert Tour's race was not great, and the Thorograph number was a little bit lighter than you would have thought. Visually, he was very, very impressive. So that adds a little interest to the race. And it's a heck of a day at Oaklawn Park. This is their big day. And in addition to the Arkansas Derby earlier on the card, we do get a rematch, a real rematch. The race before is the Count Fleet 6-furlong sprint, and this is serious. This is a burgeoning rivalry between Whitmore, the 8-year-old who won the Breeders' Cup last year and owns Oaklawn Park, and CZ Rocket, who comes in from Southern California for Peter Miller and is the latest horse to be an okay horse to go to the Peter Miller barn and turn into a super horse. It's always questionable when that happens. These days, you have to wonder, especially with a guy that's had some issues. But he's done it again with CZ Rocket, who is now a 7-year-old and is far better than he ever was, and beat Whitmore at Oaklawn on Rebel Day in what was a great race. He actually ran Whitmore down at the wire. And they come back and meet again today. So this is the kind of race I really like because, the best should meet the best. They don't do it often enough in racing, and they're doing it here. So we should celebrate this, and these are two very serious horses in really, really good form right now. There's a lot on the line for Whitmore, a lot of pride because he is the king of Oaklawn Park and has been for 5 years. and he got beat in his own backyard. And so CZ Rocket shows up again, which is cool by Miller and the connections. Gary Barber's part of that, so he's a competitor. He likes to go for it. And, yeah, so this is going to be great. They are, well, Whitmore gives 1 pound to CZ Rocket. They were even weights last time. There's a couple other fast horses in this race, but it's hard to see anybody but either of these two because they are the top two sprinters going right now. And so I'm looking forward to that. That is race 11. I think CZ Rocket beats him again. I do. Peter Miller, man, boy. But I'm really looking forward to this one. It's race 11 at Oaklawn Park. And I'm missing something else. There's a couple other nice races prior to that. There are 4 stakes races on the card, 13 race card. The weather is good. So Oaklawn Park, all dirt, of course, really the place today to get after it. A lot of full fields. So good stuff at Oaklawn. And I should let you know that, of course, Thoroughgraph is all over Oaklawn Park. And what'd they do there yesterday? Not much yesterday in the rain. The weather's good there today. They had a big day at Keeneland. But anyway, Oaklawn, it's happening. And we're going to really have a sense of where the Derby sits after this one. Keeneland, what else we got? Well, they got a big card, and they have a Derby prep, the Lexington. It has become not much of a Derby prep because they don't offer a lot of points for this race. I'm not sure why. But anyway, it's a nice race. The weather is an issue at Keeneland, so beware that there is a lot of rain in the forecast for Keeneland, which means we're probably going to get a sloppy track by the time they run the Lexington at about 2:30 California time. I don't think anybody in this field has had any experience over a wet track. I'm checking, and the answer is yes. Ultimate Badger, who's a long shot, ran pretty well last time over a sloppy track at Gulfstream and actually broke his maiden at Ellis Park in the mud. So Ultimate Badger. And also Star in My Dreams, the outside horse for Dallas Stewart, won over a sloppy track at Churchill. So kind of interesting. So that adds a little spice to this race where Proxy looks like the horse to beat for Sheikh Mohammed and Godolphin. And if Proxy wins, which he was not able to do down at the fairgrounds in the big races there where he ran second, and fourth, he will go to the Derby, I think, because it's Sheikh Mohammed, and he wants to win the Derby badly. So Proxy looks really good in this race. His numbers look really good. Got a deal with a Doug O'Neill horse, Hockey Dad, who ran third at Turfway last time, so he has some points. If he wins, he's in. And you know Paul Redham wants to go to the Derby badly, so that's why Hockey Dad is here, taking a shot. Swift Sure down on the rail for Steve Asmussen is a very fast horse who's stretching out, who's kind of interesting. So the Lexington, an interesting race. You've also got Bezos for Bob Baffert, whose numbers are very, very soft, and he should not fit in here, but it's Baffert. It's an expensive horse, and he shows up in a kind of a Derby prep race, so that's interesting to check that out. So O'Neill and Baffert at Keeneland, and 10 horse field, and there's long shots with a shot in here too. King Fury's kind of interesting for Kenny McPeak. So a big card featuring the Lexington and the Jenny Wiley, a really nice turf race that happens after the Lexington. It's the race after. Really, really nice race for fillies and mares on the turf. So really nice day at Keeneland, as you would expect. It's closing weekend there, I think. I'm not sure. Maybe they have one more week. And then they shift to Churchill. So, yeah, it's happening there. And, of course, our man Jay does the full card at Keeneland. Thoroughgraph does the full card at Keeneland. They almost swept the last half of the card there yesterday, hit the pick four, the pick five, 3 best bets. So they're ready. Our man Steve Pollock has added races from Oaklawn and Keeneland to his full card because, and we get to this news, Santa Anita, Santa Anita, because of the horse shortage and everything going on in Southern California, has decided to do a dirt-only card today and tomorrow. They didn't run yesterday. This is a low point. It's a signal of the trouble that we're in Southern California, being on an island out here, getting horses. Obviously, there are not nearly as many horses being bred anymore. I believe the foal crop, the number of horses that are born, thoroughbreds to race, is about half what it was 15 years ago. Half. That's major. I'm not sure what the numbers are exactly in California. I'm going to find out. But anyway, Santa Anita, post Santa Anita Derby last week, which was great and was a great day, have decided to go, just 2 days and dirt only to kind of preserve the turf course, which I understand. But this card and tomorrow's card and then next week, wow, okay. It's kind of, Los Alamitos in Arcadia. Field size is pretty low for most of the day. The last couple races are okay, but wow. Okay, here we are. It's a new reality. Steve added 3 races from Oaklawn today to his Santa Anita full card, and our man Jay added the pick four from Oaklawn to his Santa Anita full card because not that many options at Santa Anita. There are some horses to play, but not too many. Yeah, there we are. I should mention Rock Your World, who won the Santa Anita Derby so impressively. Going turf to dirt. And the cool part to me about Rock Your World, other than 31 to 1 in the future book, and I know some of you jumped on that as well. I mentioned that a couple weeks ago. He certainly stepped up on the dirt. He was bred by Ron McAnally. Yeah, that Ron McAnally and his wife, Debbie. They have a wonderful mare and have had that family for a long time and have had a lot of success and sold this horse for over $500,000. I just think that would be the coolest thing if a horse bred by Ron McAnally at this point at the end of his career, the trainer of John Henry, among others. Well, he towers over the others, but anyway, I think that would be just great. What a great story. So pretty cool that Rock Your World is going to the Derby. And has a shot. He ran huge and he galloped out huge. So excited to see him join the fray. And that's another really talented horse now in that race. John Sadler trains, has never won the Derby, and has finally had some success out of town in the last couple of years, which he had not previously. So he's kind of broken through there. And maybe he breaks through all the way here and goes back and takes the big 3-year-old race. He won the Breeders' Cup out of town. So we'll see. All right, before we get to our man Steve, one other note. We found Martin Pedroza. He hasn't ridden a race in a couple years. I've had people ask me, what's up with Martin? Where is he? I think he just burnt out on the game. He's in his 50s. Martin is 55 years old. And he's at Keeneland working for or with Wesley Ward. And they needed a jock, so Martin rode on Wednesday and rode the winner. Went right to the lead. Boom, gone. And he's on a horse for Ward today in the first race at Keeneland. So you want to see Martin Pedroza ride? Watch race one at Keeneland. He's there. And pretty cool. So good to see him back in the saddle, even if it's just a little bit, and doing okay down in Kentucky. A strong member of the Southern California jock colony for a long, long time, a good guy. The king of the bull ring at the fair at Fairplex in Pomona. He owned it. And anyway, so cool to see that. I saw that on Twitter and then went, wait a minute, I got to check that out. It's Martin Pedroza. He's back. All right. So there's that. And that was good. All right. Where are we at now? Let's get to Steve. Let's bring him on, say good morning to him, see how he's doing. Mr. Pollock, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Fun time of year. I always say that, but it is. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on inside racing and outside of it. I know you have half an eye on the Masters, so I'm just, just saying. It's always fun to see those guys try to attack that golf course and the golf course bite back. So that's been fun. And we have some good racing out of town and some dirt racing at Santa Anita, right?
That's what we have, Jason. Surprisingly, I mean, Arkansas Derby with only 6 horses, that's always a huge field. Certainly was a good rendition of the Bluegrass last week at Keeneland. Maybe the fact that race was a little stronger this year, maybe that's hurting the Arkansas Derby this year. Not really sure. There's not really a horse in here that I would duck. I mean, if I had a choice of which horses to run against, I would have probably run in here if I was, you know, at Oaklawn. I don't really understand why there's only six, but I guess this is something we're going to have to deal with. Shortage of horses just about everywhere. But this is really kind of a surprise to see only six in here. I'm glad you brought up CZ Rocket and Whitmore. That's a heck of a race. I've been waiting for a horse named Empire of Gold that's in there, Jason. And I got written in my stable mail one of these days by this horse. And this horse just keeps facing the absolute best and just keeps finding fields. I mean, he lived the speed duel in the Breeders' Cup and finished fourth. And all the rest of the horses that were up there were absolutely nowhere. So he's a heck of a nice horse, but he's got to face strike power and no parole early. And I just don't know if he's going to get the best of it speed-wise. So that's a good-looking race. There's some good-looking races down there for sure. But, you know, we do have the weather issues at Keeneland. We got some and the racing in Santa Anita today with no turf. Jason, we've got six horses in about three-quarters of the races.
I know. I saw the entries and went, wow, okay, so we're there now. You know, it's, at this point, you wonder, why didn't you just take the weekend off, kind of? You know, I don't know. They never do that. I mean, that seems to be anathema in racing. It's, like, impossible to do that. Like, if you do that, the game would die. I don't think that's the case. I think we could take a couple weeks off, and maybe next year they take a break in the middle of the meet. I don't know. This just feels weird. I get it, but it's weird. Certainly the first half of the card, 6-5-5-6-6 are the field sizes to start the day. Okay, you know, I guess. So that's where we're at right now. You know, they're going to run there for another couple months, and they want to preserve the turf course, and that's fine. But, wow, it's just a different deal now, and we have to adjust to it. I don't know what else to say, so. It's just
where we're really hurting, Jason, is the dirt races. I mean, the turf races really for the meet have been pretty solid. I mean, we've had I guess we don't realize how much of a horse shortage is there is when we get these races on Saturday and Sunday where there's 10 horses in almost every grass race, and we've had that pretty consistently throughout the meet. Maybe an average somewhere in the 9 range. But, yeah, this is a little bit tougher, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things. So, I mean, everybody has to adjust. We've seen this coming, and this is just a different version of the same thing we've been dealing with for a few years now, and it just kind of got hit in the face with it. They made this plan a while ago, said we're going to just run Saturday, Sunday, dirt only. But until you see it, you don't kind of realize and then go, wow, all right. So it's an opportunity for folks to get back out to the racetrack. There was a nice crowd for Santa Anita Derby, which was great. Everybody was thrilled to be out there, and it's still going to be gorgeous out there. It's a beautiful day. So if you haven't been out there, here's your opportunity. But the racing is not up to standard. It's just how it is. And it won't be next weekend either. And then hopefully it kicks into gear a little bit more after that. So that's just a reality that we're facing right now because it's just not enough horses. To maintain a full schedule, especially not running NoCal, SoCal. And I think that's something that has to be addressed. I just do. I don't understand trying to do both anymore, considering where we're at. So I don't know.
It's pretty far apart, though, Jason. That's a long way to ship a horse from one track to another. It's not the cheapest thing.
I'll go ahead and go out on a limb. We don't need racing in Northern California. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? I'll just go ahead. Yep. I mean, you know, need is the word. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that work up there. It would be terrible to close down. But at some point, you got to face facts. I don't know. You know, if all of a sudden you brought all those horses down here, we'd have a pretty robust horse population. So I don't know.
It definitely helped when Golden Gate was shut down. There's no question about it. We had a lot more horses. It was difficult racing. I thought it was impossible, to be honest with you. But I think it you know, would certainly be something we could adjust to. And, you know, I don't know if that's something that's going to happen. But
But, you know, in tough times, you got to kind of look around and go, well, what are the options here? It's an option. I mean, nobody ever seems to say it, but it's an option. There's only one track up there. They draw nobody. Nobody goes, and I don't know how much handle they're getting, you know, on Golden Gate races. Obviously, enough, but I don't know. I don't know. So just one of those things. That's where we're at right now. Hey, well, let's shift the gears a little bit really quickly. You mentioned you would have gone against Concert Tour. Tell folks why a little bit. Not that you don't like him today, not that he's not a nice horse, but where you're at with that horse and why you thought, well, hey, why not take a shot against him today if you have another nice horse?
Yeah, you know, that was the interesting thing. I saw that, you know, I knew he was going to come back in this race, and I thought that might be an opportunity to try to beat him. But to me, the race that he ran in comparison to the other horses, if you just looked at it from a fractional standpoint, was certainly nothing special, and I thought far below par. They ran 1:43 per mile and a 1/16 in that race, and if you broke down the fractions and compared them to what the older horses ran in the same distance, Concert Tour was 4 or 5 lengths slower. And, you know, and that has not been the case down at the fairgrounds. That was not the case last week at Keeneland. I thought it certainly was the case last week at Santa Anita. I did not think that race was very impressive, Jason. I understand Rock Your World looked pretty visually impressive because he was pulling away from a field. But, Jason, 2 times that horse was on the wrong lead. Couldn't switch leads, turning into the stretch. Took him a while. Finally got on the right lead and then was on the wrong lead again. And I was looking behind him, yep. And it really looked like every horse in there was struggling. They finished that race in 1:49.1. And Jason, the only horse that won the Santa Anita Derby at 1:49 or over in its history was Justify. He ran a 1:49.7. So I don't know if that was the track, the number of horses or what have you. And obviously he turned out to be a good horse. I'm not saying Rock Your World won't, but I do see a lot of ability to improve for Rock Your World. If maybe he can get on that right lead and get the handle of the dirt, second time on the dirt. But, boy, Jason, Rock Your World will not be on my superfecta ticket most likely, and I'm going pretty deep in the superfecta most every year. I think he'll be a pretty decent go against in there. And then in the Wood Memorial, Jason, I don't know if you can really grip as to what that track was like, but they ran 1:54.49. If that sounds like a crazy time,
yeah,
Hutsaichi Pegasus ran 1:47.8. So I don't know what was up with the track that day. It seemed like there was a gigantic outside bias when I went through the charts, but an extremely slow race won by an extremely long priced horse.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody from the Wood Memorial is going to contend in the Kentucky Derby. So the races that I saw last week, Jason, I thought were pretty poor, and I thought a lot of those horses could certainly be beaten, the horses from the Santa Anita Derby and the Wood Memorial.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's the analysis, you know, you got to do right now as we get towards the Derby and try to make money in that 20-horse field. And the opportunity is there, even though the race has been more formful since they shifted to the point system. The Exacta, the Tri, the Super still pays. You get it right, you know, you get what you deserve. You get paid, so... It's worth digging into. It's worth trying to figure out, and that's what we're all doing. So I know everybody appreciates hearing that from you, and we're interested to see what Concert Tour does here. He's a horse that, if he wins again, is going to be one of the favorites. If he's a horse you think you can go against, boy, that really opens things up. So today is a pretty important race for him and for the Derby.
I would still, as a handicapper, I'd still keep an open mind for today. I mean, this is still a horse that's come out, and the 3 races that he's run – on sheets, you could still look at this horse as an improvement type for today.
Yep.
And the first Saturday in May, this horse could become a contender. But to me, I'm going to be keeping my eyes on that 6-horse field. I don't think I'll have any money on the race, Jason, although I've been known to throw a pick 4 or 5 together, but I didn't really like the last race there. And I sort of thought that the CZ Rocket Whitmore race was probably going to be one of those 2. So I'm probably left with just watching those last few races, but I will definitely be keeping my eye out on that because it's going to be a big part of each decision that you make on that superfecta ticket that I like to put together for the Derby. Each horse is vitally important.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and you know, who you throw out, who you're trying to beat there is hugely important. So if it turns out to be Concert Tour, that's big. So today will be vital. All right. So you added 3 races from Oaklawn onto the Santa Anita full card, and we're going to talk about one of those Santa Anita dirt races today. You're going race 7, correct?
I am going race 7, Jason. These are $20,000 claiming types. They're going a flat mile, and Jason, if you're wondering why I'm using a 6-horse field, then you probably weren't listening to us earlier. I've only... Jay and Roger have the last 2 races, so I was basically 1 through 7. It was going to be a 6-horse field unless it was race six. So that was basically what I had to choose from. And again, it just is what it is. But Jason, I really like a horse in here solidly. I don't know if we're going to get rich playing this one at 3-1, but I like the outside horse number six, Colossi, who's always had the ability to run two turns. In fact, if you're a trainer or an owner out there who wants to claim a horse, I really think this horse has regained his form. And not only has he regained his form, I think he's a really capable horse on both surfaces, both the turf and the dirt. I had been playing this horse on a regular basis, at least adding him in my exotics, because I thought maybe this horse was sooner or later going to actually get a trip when he got, on the turf course. Just kept getting one bad trip after the next, and I thought maybe this horse one day is going to finally get a good trip, and then they finally decided, hey, let's drop this horse and let's put him on the dirt. And when they did drop him about five races back, this horse really aired at a mile, ran a really nice race that day. It was a pretty short price and a non-winners of three lifetime, a condition claimer. Then they put him back on the dirt at Los Alamitos. I thought he ran a decent race there, but the races that really catch my eye are the last two. And what has been different for trainer Mark Glatt here is he put the blinkers on two races ago. His horse drew the far outside in a 7-furlong race, and I thought he just cruised up on Jan's Reserve and a white sports coat, who I thought both of those actually had a white sports coat that day, who I thought was running great. And I thought the close, he just went right by, was never asked. So very impressive effort there. And then last time this horse was beaten by a lone F named Octopus, and I think that's a pretty solid horse for the level. Maybe at least as tough as most of these horses. And when you go through these horses and you look at a Conquest Cobra, who was actually thumped pretty solidly by Octopus and Colossi two races back, most of these horses that he's facing today, I just don't think are that tough. And most of these horses also don't have a whole lot of early speed. So I'm not sure whether Colossi is going to be on the lead, but he's certainly tactical enough to be up close. And Jason, 35 of 49 of these races, that's 70% of these races, have been won by horses either on the lead or second or third early within two lengths of the first pace call. That is certainly where Colossi's going to be. That gives him a big advantage over these other horses that are not tactical. In fact, the way I'm going to play this race, Jason, I'm just going to lead the horses without speed, like a Contagion, who ran a big one last time, who I think it's a good go against today, Swamp Souffle and Truth Seeker, who don't have much early speed. I'm going to just leave them right off the ticket here. So what I'm going to do in here is make a simple win bet on the 6 Colossi. I think anything near 3-1 is a good bet. And I'm going to box them in the exacta with the 2 Conquest Cobra and the 4 Cause I Did It My Way. And on the 4 horse, Cause I Did It My Way, folks, don't be afraid to bet Kent DeSorma right now. All of a sudden, you know, Kent has always been a guy that you want to kind of monitor. And when Kent is going good, and he seems to really be going good, he's had a couple of big price horses that have won. And he's had a couple of big price horses that have run very well in his last, 20 mounts or so. I think Kent was 0-for-30-something, and now he's 5-for-58. So he's got 5 wins, and he actually had a 2-win day. I must have got 100 texts that day because I know that there's a lot of people out there that know me and that know that I used to bet every Kent DeSorma horse that was 10-to-1. Didn't matter what they looked like, but that those days are, again, they're long gone, but I think Kent is still certainly capable, and he seems to be really focused right now. So we're going to add Cause I Did It My Way. For more reasons than that, I just think this horse is a solid contender in here. But for me, I think the winner is going to be number 6, Colossi. Let's play him to win, and let's box him with the 2 Conquest Cobra and the 4 Cause I Did It My Way. It's the 6 Colossi in race 7 out at Santa Anita today.
Okay. From limited options, there you have it. Again, Colossi, number 6. In race 7 with 2-4, on the Kent DeSormo train, I'm with you. You know, he picks up confidence, obviously has all the talent in the world, obviously much older now, but the guy can really ride. And I guess this means there's a chance we get the resurrection of Kent DeSormo at Del Mar this summer, right? Come on. You know you want to see it, Steve.
I would certainly think that Kent, if he can stay in this kind of a mode, that Kent could win 4 or 5 grass races down there this summer. And if that happens, I would say that most of those horses will be a price, because Rispoli and Pratt are riding every horse under 2-to-1. And I would think that you're going to want to look for a few guys down there that have the capabilities of making it around that turf course in a positive way, and he would certainly be one of them. If he can keep his stuff together, that'll definitely be something I'll be looking for, Jason.
Absolutely. I'm right with you. I'm hoping for it. You know, you want to see a guy, like you said, keep it together and do what he loves to do and what he does best, and right now he's doing it well again. So, you know, good for Kent, and let's keep it rolling. Steve, as always, appreciate it. And by the way, I didn't mention, but did hit the pick four last Saturday, and quiet secretary, Jesse Pfeiffer. I know it was a horse you liked a lot. The price stayed there. $24 was pretty nice, and that was a key to was a pretty chalky sequence. There was one price, and you were all over it, so that had to feel good.
Yeah, Jason, if you don't mind me mentioning one thing about that horse, that was a free-running, front-running horse that did not break very well and had a very, very difficult time getting to the turn. And for those of you who are believers in people betting after the gate, that horse was not bet down. And every single front runner right now seems to be bet down. And then there was a race late Sunday that was actually a horse that I was waiting for all day. I had singled in the pick four, and I had made some pretty big bets on this horse parallel type of bets. Anyway, this horse was bet down from, Jason, I believe it was somewhere over 10-1 to somewhere around 5-1 mid-race.
Yep.
And Jason, if we don't start doing something about that, I mean, it's driving me crazy, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to become more of a pick four and five player. There was a time when I really didn't like playing pick fours, pick fives. This is like 30 years ago. I was, you know, pick six. I was really more of a win and exacta better, and that has certainly changed, but to not have that in your betting at all, I mean, it's unbelievable the bet downs that are happening. And I'm just going to ask somebody who's out there who cares, please, please cut the win betting off. Not everything else. I'm just saying the win pool, let's let the win pool stop as soon as the first horse goes in. Don't cut off all the rest of the betting, just the win pool. Everybody that wants to get a bet in is getting their bet in. There's no excuse. And I believe, Jason, I wholeheartedly believe that people are betting after the gate opens. When you look at a horse like the horse that I liked last week, didn't get position early, didn't get bet down, still was able to clear. When those horses are able to clear, the hammer comes down. People are definitely, in my opinion, betting after the gate is open, and I would really like to see something done about that. And I think by cutting off the win betting when the first horse loads, then we'll all be able to look up, see what the price of our horse is, and that's what it'll be, and we'll live with it. Instead of in the mid-race, we get good position on a horse, and the horse comes down in half. That's just a disaster.
There you have it. Steve, appreciate it as always. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next Saturday right here, same time.
All right, everybody, have a great day out there. Enjoy yourselves.
All right, Steve Pollock, properly frustrated. And it's a topic we're going to explore more deeply on an upcoming show for sure, and have explored many, many times, and is a real issue. No question about it. All right, we're going to come right back with Roger Neubauer from Thoroughgraph. He's got Oaklawn, Keeneland, and Santa Anita. This is Inside Racing. We'll be right back.
The Patriot, AM 1150.
Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
Good news, racing fans. Santa Anita Park is now open to the general public. Just visit santaanita.com/open. Walk-up admission is not yet available, and fans are asked to please socially distance and wear a mask upon arrival. All of Santa Anita's races are still available free of charge at santaanita.com/live, and you can watch and wager via First Bet. That's first.com/bet. Looking ahead, Santa Anita will operate on a Saturday and Sunday basis through Sunday, April 18th, in order to freshen our turf course and prepare for the remainder of our winter-spring meet, which runs through June 20th. The Grade II $200,000 Californian will be run on Saturday, April 17th, and make plans to join us on April 18th as top sprinters go 6 furlongs in the Grade III Kona Gold. Again, first post time this weekend is at 1 o'clock, so join Tom Quigley and a special guest as they handicap each day's card beginning at 11:50 a.m. at santaanita.com/live.
You're listening to The Patriot, AM 1150.
We're coming back. There you go. Let's try to make some of that green cash. Oh, man, winning. Way better than losing. I say that a lot, but it's just not, it's not close. But you got to know that the losing's part of it. That is certainly that's certainly the game. And those of us that can get better at it over time, I'm much better than I used to be. Still don't like losing. Nobody does. But you got to be able to handle it, keep your head, and stay focused on what you got coming up, what you like, and keep taking your shots. So here we are on Inside Racing. We're back. We got Roger Neubauer going to join us in a second from Thorograph. Like I said, big day yesterday at Keeneland. Late half of the card, best bet exactas, winners, tries. The featured Maker's Mark Mile hit the road, went back from California, did not run a huge race. They did not have hit the road, but and they had the 1-2-3 finishers there. Key Horse finished second at a price and hit the exacta for $76. The try paid $150 for a buck, so that was beautifully done. They hit the pick four and pick five at Keeneland. Nice couple winners at Aqueduct. And I should mention, by the way, good weather in New York, and turf racing has returned to New York. So they are running on the grass at Aqueduct, which is a really nice boost. And I believe this will be the first time ever, ever, that they run on the grass at Aqueduct on a day that they don't run on at Santa Anita. How about that for a quirk? But anyway, nice racing at Aqueduct and a nice day there for them yesterday. And then a couple nice winners on Wednesday at Keeneland as well. $13 best bet to kind of kick off the week. And here we go. So let's bring Mr. Neubauer on, see how he's doing. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be back. And, yeah, just happy to be here mid-April. We got a lot going on. We got baseball. We got golf. We got horse racing. And people can get out of their house a little bit more. So, you know, keep hope alive, right?
Absolutely. I'm not the biggest golf fan, but I certainly watch the Masters pretty much beginning to end, and it's gonna get very interesting over the next couple of days here. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, so that'll be on a side TV.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's a, you know, for people that know, it's, you know, it's a heck of a golf course. It's beautiful to watch visually, and it's a heck of a leaderboard. I mean, it's pretty much what you want to see there, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's cool to have Jordan Spieth back playing well. He's somebody I like just because he's a real person, unlike a lot of the golf robots. You know, he has emotion, and hits a bad shot, he gets angry, he says something. You know, you can, it's like watching a real person play. So I'm tired of the guys with no emotion. I root against all of them, and so I'm glad that he's back. There's a few other guys that you know, are having a little fun out there. Anyway, that'll be fun to watch. And we got a lot of racing happening, Oaklawn and Keeneland especially today. Aqueduct is pretty nice. Santa Anita's all dirt. And we go from there. So are you ready? We're going to, let's see. You got Keeneland, Oaklawn, Santa Anita. Where do you want to start? You make the call.
Yeah, let's start in the east and work our way west. Let's start with Keeneland. Not quite sure about the weather down there today. You may have said something earlier, but we're going to go with the Jenny Wiley, the 10th race at Keeneland on the turf. Grade ones usually stay on the grass.
It is going to rain there quite a bit. I'm pretty sure they're going to keep this race on the grass. We're going to plan for that.
And this is a really straightforward race for us. There's a bunch of horses in here that are going to get bet. It's a six-horse field, but there are three horses, one by Stidham and two by Chad Brown, that will be bet. And we just think Juliet Foxtrot, the 3 at 7-2 morning line, sort of has this field over a barrel, in my opinion. She is the speed of the race. She is the fastest in the race. She got down to a 2.5 last time. And that last race at Del Mar, I think we may have talked about it on the air, Jason, but you can just really draw a line through that. Mike Smith wrote a unique race there, and to go out 45-3 and 109 on that day, which wasn't necessary, was just more than this horse could handle. And I just think that Tyler Gaffney, only getting back on, who's rode her a couple times before, I think I've heard she's a pretty tough horse to ride. I just think with Tyler getting back on board, this one's going to break, drop to the rail, and take them all the way around at 7-2.
Yeah, she does appear to be the speed of the race. You know, it's a field, like you said, of six, and most of them really don't have any early speed. The four has some, Etoile maybe, Maxim Rate maybe, but Juliet Foxtrot, a classy horse with quite a bit of natural speed. And like you say, if it's better rationed than it was last time in the Matriarch, you know, watch out. So the three Juliet Foxtrot, a straight win bet here, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And again, six horse field, the Jenny Wiley, a grade one, always a great race. It's a very solid field. I would mention it's kind of interesting that the one, Micheline, who is a Godolphin homebred, is a half-sister to Proxy, who runs in the Lexington in the race right before this. So not often that you get to see graded stakes races with, you know, brother and sister running there. The dam is Panty Raid, and Godolphin certainly one of the best breeders in the world, and here's a pretty good example. The favorite in the Lexington and the favorite in the Jenny Wiley on the morning line. So pretty cool for them there. Well, we'll see how they fare. But the play here, Juliet Foxtrot to take them wire to wire in the 10th at Keeneland on a very nice card back there at Keeneland today that I know you guys are going to be firing at. And just keep an eye on the weather there. Likely to rain most of the day. So we're aware of that.
Yeah, and the race, it gets really interesting, too, if it's sloppy with the Lexington. I believe Jay's doing that race, and I'm really looking forward to seeing who he's picking, because that's going to be a very interesting race today, and if it's sloppy, it gets more interesting, in my opinion.
I agree, and I believe it will be. I mean, the weather report looks pretty clear that it's going to rain there, and when it rains there, I've been there, it can pour, so we'll have to see. All right, well, let's go from there to a place where the weather looks really good and the entire card looks really good, and that's Oaklawn Park. Really, really nice. We talked about the Arkansas Derby and the Count Fleet, Whitmore and CZ Rocket going at it. That's going to be cool. These days, we don't see face the best too often, so it's pretty exciting when they do, and I know you're looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely. It's a very nice card down there. You and I talked yesterday, and certainly a six-horse field in the Arkansas Derby is a little disappointing, but other than that, it is a very solid card with some very solid races.
Yeah, and you're going to talk about race 8, which is a 6-furlong sprint, correct?
Correct, and we're going to give you another single here, and that's number 3, Ancient Warrior, for Jerry Hollendorfer. This horse has just gotten consistently better over the last 3 starts. And at Oaklawn, 3.25 in the slop, and then down to a 2.5. And anything going forward from there makes this one a very, very solid bet in this race. Rosario takes the mount back inside post, and I think this one's just going to be super tough in this spot at 6-1 morning line.
Yeah, kind of interesting meet for Hollendorfer. Hasn't won quite as many races as you'd expect, but he's been in the money quite a bit, and we know what he's capable of. Nice to see him, you know, with a nice string there doing his thing. I think he was the fall guy out here in Southern California. I think that was shameful. I've said it a few times, and now that you brought him up, I'm going to say it again. And it's good to see him there, and I'm rooting for him. Anyway, the 3, Ancient Warrior in race 8 at Oaklawn Park, 6-furlong sprint. With Rosario up, do you get 6-1? I don't think so. Maybe.
Probably not. There are a couple horses in there that are going to be bet. Now, I'll just mention real quickly one horse that's interesting that is one of the morning line favorites, and that's One for Richie, the number 9 at 7-2. This horse ran 2 really big numbers starting out the meet and came back on short rest. Now, he was down inside that day, and it really didn't look like he enjoyed it at all. And so is the horse backing up off paired 1.5s, or did he just get pinned down and wasn't comfortable, and today he draws outside again? Now, our play is Ancient Warrior, but if there was anybody that I was worried about, it would be that one.
Right. One for Richie, who, like you said, drew the rail last time and kind of got stuck down there, now draws the 9 hole and should get a very, very different trip. And if he runs back to those 2 races before that, very, very dangerous in here. So the play is a win bet on the 3, Ancient Warrior, straight up, right?
That's correct.
All right, and we'll keep an eye on the 9 as well. one for Richie, and folks can do what they want wagering wise there with that information. So there you have it at Oaklawn Park. And let's jump from there to the great race place. And you're going to talk about race 8, correct?
Correct. Race number 8. This is one of those that have, it is a little bigger than a 5-6 horse field. This one has 9.
It's a pretty nice race. Yeah, this is actually a nice race.
It is. And we're going to take a stand against the morning line favorite here, Bold Endeavor, number 7 at 5-2 morning line. And certainly it's going to be shorter than that with Glatt and Flavian Prat up. And the reason we're against this one is this one got down to a 1.5. Last year, and then never got close to it again the remainder of the year. Was off for a while and just never got near that 1.5. Now switches to Glatt earlier this year.
Yep.
In January. Gets down to the 1.5 second out, but then reacts to the 3 with a 3.5. And the question today is, since he came back so quickly, much quicker than last year, is that 3.5 a good thing? And he's going to either pair that or move forward today, or is that just an indication that this one's about to go off again? And at 7-5, 8-5, whatever this horse is going to be, we're just against in this spot.
Now, that's well laid out. Yeah, I mean, and the price is a big issue there. I mean, this horse is, like you said, probably going to be less than 2-1 or right around there. And with that question lingering, it's a horse to play against. So playing against him with...
We are going to use the other Glatt, number 5, Sash, at 5-1 morning line. This one got down to a 5.75 last year after running on the turf, a little bit of a longer layoff, but comes back with the same pattern this year, a race over the turf, which looks to set him up nicely for this race here. So Sash, number 5 at 5-1, is going to be our key.
And again, yeah, that's a good point. This is a horse that was off for quite a while, comes back with the turf race, and now goes back to the dirt where his two best races were at Santa Anita, going two turns back in May and June of last year, and gets an opportunity to do that exactly that again here, running a flat mile, going two turns this time. So blinkers go on as well for Mark Glatt, and you're going to get, I think, all of the 5-1 on the 5 Sash. So Sash, the win bet, I'm going to use with?
We're going to use number 3, Charlito. Gets in at 115 pounds for Richard Mandela, Jessica Piper riding, and I love her riding on front runners. I think she is super strong in spots like this. She's won twice with this horse. So at 4-1, morning line, number 3, getting 1.5 to 2 points in weight from everybody is going to be one of our uses. And we'll use number 4, Ecclesia, at 6-1 morning line, who just has a nice forward moving pattern, 7, 6.25, been gelded since that 6.25, right, and should be sitting on a very nice race today.
Yeah, the ultimate equipment change, Peter Hooten. You know, it's tough for guys. The 4 Ecclesia has had a little break and some action over that break since February 6th when running third. Going 1.8, cuts back to 1 mile today, and is a horse to use in here. So the key, the 5 Sash, is the win bet. 5 with 3, 4 here in race 8, correct?
Correct.
There we have it. So we're going to have a natural pick 3 here. Steve did race 7. You're doing the 8th. Jay's doing the 9th. We'll close the show at Santa Anita. How about that? That works.
Perfect.
There you go. All right, Roger. As always, appreciate it, sir. Have yourself a big day. Enjoy. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. You do the same, Jason.
Okay, will do. Roger Neubauer representing Thoroughgraph. Got Keeneland, got Oaklawn, got Santa Anita, and got Aqueduct. All there for you. RacingJason.com. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, Jay Friedlander, off a huge weekend, is with us. He's got one from Keeneland, one from Santa Anita. We'll be right back.
The Patriot, AM 1150.
Start winning at the races with Daily Racing Form's new Mobile Pass Performances. Access the most trusted information in horse racing, including exclusive buyer speed figures and best-in-class expert selections. Experience the new mobile optimized DRF Pass Performances on your phone from anywhere at any time. Get true mobile PPs with every DRF race card you download. Try DRF Mobile Pass Performances today at DRF.com.
Good news, racing fans. Santa Anita Park is now open to the general public. Just visit santaanita.com/open. Walk-up admission is not yet available, and fans are asked to please socially distance and wear a mask upon arrival. All of Santa Anita's races are still available free of charge at santaanita.com/live, and you can watch and wager via First Bet. That's first.com/bet. Looking ahead, Santa Anita will operate on a Saturday and Sunday basis through Sunday, April 18th, in order to freshen our turf course and prepare for the remainder of our winter-spring meet, which runs through June 20th. The Grade II $200,000 Californian will be run on Saturday, April 17th, and make plans to join us on April 18th as top sprinters go 6 furlongs in the Grade III Kona Gold. Again, first post time this weekend is at 1 o'clock, so join Tom Quigley and a special guest as they handicap each day's card beginning at 11:50 a.m. at santaanita.com/live.
This is the Patriot, AM 1150.
Back inside racing. Hey, quick note, the final bankroll builder from Naira Bets is today, and it's the Arkansas Derby. So again, bet $50 to win on one horse there, and you get $20 back regardless whether the horse wins or loses. You want to do it with Concert Tour? Think he's a lock in there? Boom, you just increased your odds and the money gets put in your account Derby week. And this is the final shot to do that. I love this promotion. So the Arkansas Derby bankroll builder, NairaBets.com. You can still get the account. Jason200 is the code there. All right, let's get to our man, Jay Friedlander. Too many winners for me to lay out. Saturday and Sunday, the pick five on the line for $891 last Saturday. The host with the most right there. The pick four five times. Only paid 90, but five times. Five winners, and then Keeneland, four winners there, Radio Trifecta, Sunday Free Play winner, pick four, early pick five. Right, Jay?
I think you summed it up pretty well. Good morning, Jason.
There you go. Good morning, sir. So well done, you know, on every level last weekend.
Yeah, it was a good week. There were opportunities, and you don't get opportunities every week in this business, the way the business is, and with the horse shortages. You know, obviously today there's some short field, so when you've got those fish to shoot in the barrel, you got to take advantage.
You got to take your shots. That's right, and hope that you're right, and hope that it all plays out. And last Saturday was one of those days on the mandatory pick six day, just big pools, big shots, and well, beautifully done. So. Let's take that momentum and roll it into today. Before we start, any thoughts on the Arkansas Derby? Do you think it's Concert Tour? Can Caddo River turn the tables? Is there someone else in there?
Yeah, I don't think so. These are young horses, though, and they can develop. Yeah. However, Concert Tour has also only had three races, undefeated, never really challenged any of the three. And I just think Concert Tour, if he continues to run as fast as he's running, probably isn't going to beat essential quality of the top contenders. But I still think he's got a lot of upside. I'm looking for Concert Tour to take another step forward. Yeah, I like him today.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so we've got Keeneland. Where again, nice day last Saturday, and we're going to take some more shots today. So you want to start there? We're talking race 9 at both tracks, right?
Yeah. Let's start at Santa Anita since Keeneland's a better race. We're doing a maiden claimer at Santa Anita. Had to grab that one. It was a full field. It was the only full field on the card.
And I
love those because, you know, I love my trifectas. And the favorite here is down near the bottom, that's number 9, Kind But She Lies, with our man Kent DeSormo on there.
Yeah.
And certainly no complaint. Kind But She Lies has run a couple of very representative races on turf. The one dirt race was pretty nondescript. So that was a first time out. So chances are Kind But She Lies has gotten a little bit better. I think it's notable that Tyler Bays hops off this one and picks up the shipper from Remington Park, Evening Anchor, who's been running against ran against Straight Maidens out there. Sean McCarthy does very well with his shippers, 27%. And Evening Anchor, I think, is going to be a factor in here. Evening Anchor will be on the ticket, as will Kind But She Lies. But my pick in here is somewhere down the middle of the field, and that's number seven, Medusa's Gaze. Medusa's Gaze, last time out, kind of sat off the pace, rallied nicely, could not quite get the win, but a solid second over the favorite in that race, who was Ensley's Dream. And I just think Medusa's Gaze, Ricardo Gonzalez has been riding her for five races, has sort of learned to harness the speed a little bit. First couple of races he had her, just couldn't quite control the early speed and just didn't have much left. And now she sits nicely and rates nicely off the pace. Liking number seven, Medusa's Gaze, to close it out for us on the ninth.
Okay, from the sire Coil, and trained by Kristen Mulhall, really, really quality horsewoman who wins more than her share of races here. So the key, the seven, Medusa's Gaze in the final race at Santa Anita. And quickly, how are we playing the try?
We'll do the try. We'll do six horses in here as the key, and we'll just give the numbers. We're a little short on time. Seven with 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9. The number two, Life's Emotions, could come out because it's also entered tomorrow. So seven with 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9 with all that would make your ticket a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. And then let's play a backup ticket, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9 with seven, and throw in the three, Best in Show, at the bottom of that ticket. So it's 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9 with seven with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. Let's hit the Lexington.
There you go. All right. We'll go from Santa Anita to the Lexington. Probably going to get some rain here. Very interesting race. Proxy, the morning line favorite. Where are you going?
Prohibitive favorite here, 6-5 favorite. Proxy has not won a stakes race in six starts, and there's multiple stakes winners in this field. I like an up and comer, and that's number two, Swift Shore. Swift Shore has certainly run very nicely, shown some early speed, which tends to do well in the slop. The breeding by Uncle Mo out of a Spitestown mare. This horse is bred for the slop if we get it, and likely we will. You can't do better with Asmussen giving the defending champion jockey Arad Ortiz picking up this mount, as Santana has other plans, I think, at Oaklawn. So liking number two, Swift Shore, to take the Lexington and hopefully take a step toward the Derby Trail.
There you go. And this is a horse that's trying to go from six furlongs in his only two races to stretch out to go two turns here. Does have quite a bit of early speed to draw nicely inside. The two, Swift Shore, 5-1 on the morning line. We'll see if you get that with Erad in what looks like a very interesting Lexington. So win bet on Swift Shore. Anything else?
We'll play the trifecta here. We'll use, of course, the favorite, number seven, Proxy, number nine, King Fury, number 10, Starring in My Dreams, with the red-hot Luis Saez, 45% at that meet. And a big long shot, number four, It's My House, 30-1, Umberto Rispoli out there and picking up the mount. And that could be a very interesting, I didn't put it on the card, but if you're playing the super high pick five, I never play that bet, but this is the kind of horse that could blow up that bet. So let's play the trifecta like this. We'll play the two with 4, 7, 9, 10 with all. Play the two with 4, 7, 9, 10 with 4, 7, 9, 10. Have the best ones twice. 4, 7, 9, 10 with two with 4, 7, 9, 10 and 4, 7, 9, 10 with 4, 7, 9 with number two, Swift Shore.
All right, there you go. There's your Lexington, race nine in Keeneland. Jay, beautifully done, sir. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, enjoy it. Enjoy the admittance out there at Santa Anita. Go live now.
Exactly, going live, loving it. As always, Jay doing his thing. You heard from Roger Neubauer and Steve Pollack. We got Kevin running the board. I'm Jason Levine. Always happy to be with you every Saturday at 7 right here on AM 1150. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Go get them.